All right. Well, we have got to get moving along to one of my favorite segments on the show. We have got Shem here today with our artist interview. Shem, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Great. So who did you interview this week?
So we interviewed Josh Spinner, and he is a UIUC indie artist. And might I say, his music is spot on. Like, personally, like, I love a good indie vibe. So it was just a joy to be able to interview him for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I felt like his music also not only was like indie, but like kind of rock, kind of folk. He kind of brought every genre together, which was really cool to see.
Oh, for sure.
Awesome. Well, were there any standout points from this interview?
There was a lot of activity. Like, he just performed in the Battle of the Bands with his crew. So perks to them. And they got a lot of stuff coming up, like new music, new shows. So definitely we'll stay in tune with that.
Mm-hmm. And they're coming to Normal.
Yay!
Don't forget. I think first weekend of November.
Nice. Well, let's get things moving right along. Here's our interview with Josh Spinner right here on New Music Monday.
Girl. Well, hello. I am Josh Spinner. I am an indie artist from the northern suburbs of Chicago. I create music that melds a lot of genres, from indie rock to jazz to country to folk. There's all those elements in my music. So,
who and what inspired you to make music?
I would say that the Beatles inspired me to make music, and there's the Eagles, so a lot of classic rock influence. When I was starting out in making music, I took a lot of tips and pointers from songwriters like Paul McCartney, John Lennon, all those people. You know, I wouldn't say that I took inspiration as being human beings by John Lennon, but I would, you know what, I would say that just songwriting in general, the Beatles, the Eagles, a lot of classic rock, and then later on jazz. So like Duke Ellington and Frank Sinatra and all those things.
Cool, cool. And how would you describe your music? Any like specific genre or any like particular sound that you really like to signature in your songs?
Okay, so like indie rock and jazz probably is like a fusion of those two. So, and there's a couple of like folk influences in there as well.
Solid. And also, why make music?
Why make music? Because music makes a lot of people happy. I think music in general is a universal thing that, and it's probably the only thing at this point, which really connects everyone in the world. So why make music? I think connection between everyone in the world.
Solid. And when making music, what's your songwriting process like?
So I usually either have lyrics that are already written, and then I just sit on my bed or somewhere or wherever I am, and I think about the meaning of the song, and then I write chords to it. Or it's vice versa, where I have chords and then I write meaning to the lyrics to the chords, and then from there figure out a vocal melody, figure out what the band's gonna do, you know, make things. I usually like to give a template to the band, and then I'm just like, yo, like, start out with this, and then we'll kind of get somewhere, and someone has an idea, and we all kind of go in. But most of the time, since I have just a band under my name, most of the time I just create the music with my producer Alejandro Kile.
Also, always love to hear that kind of collaboration too.
But yeah, of course. It's not a process that's just all you. You know, there's recording sides of things. There's, you know, input from your homies and all that stuff. So, you know, it's not just one person doing everything. It's a unit of things.
Yeah, well said, for sure.
Hi, I'm Josh Spinner, and you're listening to my song Out of Line on 103.3 WZND New Music Monday.
And another thing is, what's your favorite memory in like in your ever? Entire experience as an artist? Yeah.
Oh, it's like ever. Okay. I would say that my favorite memory was when we played the Subterranean in Chicago. That was like a venue I've really wanted to play like my entire life, and we finally got to play it. So that was a really good memory of mine, especially when I was on stage with the people that I really loved playing with, and just like seeing my friends come out and support me and all that stuff. It just like holds a really, you know, a really good place in my heart. So that's my favorite memory of playing music. I could say another one is that I was playing, you know, maybe in high school when I was just, it was very innocent, you know, and we were playing like a jam session, and it got to the point where like we realized we were just segueing into college and like studying music, and we kind of hit that point where we're like, yeah, we're going to be professional musicians and do all this. But we were jamming, and it was just a good jam. It was good vibes after. We just like talked about music. I think it's really simple, but like that was one of my favorite memories.
You know, that's all good to hear for sure, especially when you're able to play at like your dream venue, make all these connections, and just starting out with all that experience. Like that makes it really like special for sure.
Right.
And
right.
My last question is, do you have any upcoming shows or any new music that we should be expecting to hear?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, there's a list. I could just give you a list of things. So just a couple house shows in the Champagne scene, the Urbana scene. Then 1122, we're playing the Cobra Lounge in Chicago. So that one is something to look out for. It's like halfway sold out right now. So we're doing really well on that show. So if you want to come out and support us, that'd be great. And then there's Shubas in Chicago, December 22nd.
I love Shubas. I love Shubas so much. Oh my gosh. I'm definitely looking forward to your performances then. Okay.
That's solid to know. And then, sorry. And then I'm not going to keep going with shows, but I am coming out with an album sometime nearing the summer, like to the end of the year. So maybe May. And then I'm going on a summer tour. So that's a lot.
That was a lot, but that's exciting. That's a lot of exciting stuff coming up for sure.
Right. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you so much to Josh Spinner for coming on for our artist interview this week. Shem, do you have any other standout moments from this interview?
I would also like to highlight that in that track we just listened to, that there was a little sax bit, and I love a good saxophone in any track, especially with the smooth instrumentals. Like, I'm absolutely just one of the biggest fans now, and I absolutely can't wait for any of their performances here at ISU. But definitely tune into their Cobra Lounge performance, because that is sure to be an exciting show.
For sure. I really liked that song. I've never heard of him before. Is he available to listen to on any streaming platforms?
Oh, for sure. Definitely tune in on Spotify. He's got a couple EPs, singles out. So definitely check him out as soon as you guys can.
For sure. Well, thank you so much, Josh Spinner, for that interview one more time.